What would you do if someone you loved began to say things about himself that were so outlandish he embarrassed the family? Like one morning he came to breakfast wearing his hat sideways and claimed to be Napoleon. Or the day he showed up at the front door, bags packed, leaving for Carnegie Hall, where he was going to launch a singing career, and you knew the poor man couldn't sing a lick. You would probably try to stop him, quickly call a family powwow and try to figure out what to do. It would be obvious that he needed special care. But for a person to say he is Napoleon or Pavarotti is nothing compared to what Jesus Christ claimed for himself. Let me show you what I mean. My life began on June the 20th, 1925, in a farmhouse outside of Persia, Iowa. My dad went to the neighbor lady, told her my mother's time had come. The neighbor rushed over, helped out, and I was born. But listen to the words of Jesus. In his great high priestly prayer to his Father, he said, "And now, O Father, glorify me with your own self, with the glory I had with you before the world was." Jesus Christ claimed he was alive and present with God before the creation of the world. Now that's either one of the most outlandish claims ever made, or it's a simple statement by the eternal Son of God. Which do you believe? Another one of his claims that has bothered people down through the centuries is his claim to be the only way to heaven. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." Now, where does that leave all those people who claim that we are heading for the same place and that there are many ways to God? Obviously, it leaves them in conflict with what Jesus said. Yes, there are other men in history who have been labeled divine by their followers, as though these men were God. But none of them ever went to the cross to die for the sins of the whole world. None of them rose again from the grave and fulfilled prophecies given years before his death. The extreme claims of Jesus Christ sound unbelievable unless they are true. Whom do you choose to believe? For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.